Good morning, the Wolf. Who's this?
My God, this is Neil McCoy. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Yeah, the real deal. The man with the Wranglers of Steel, Neil Big Mac McCoy. Yeah.
What an intro. Hey, man, I feel special.
You know, in my former life, I think I was a hype man, but they wouldn't hire me to do it, so now I'm a DJ, so there you go.
And a hype man, your combination.
There you go, my friend. Neil McCoy, it is absolutely a pleasure to talk to you. And before we go any further, man, I mean, I'm looking at the time. You must have just done your daily Pledge of Allegiance, right?
I did. I just finished it about 15 minutes ago, yes, for the 2,250th consecutive day.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Thanks for knowing.
Okay, so talk about this. You do the daily Pledge of Allegiance on your social media. How did this start? What made you do this every day?
You know, today makes my 6 years and 2 months without missing a day. And I started right about when January 7, 2016, when they were all trying to figure out who was going to be the Republican nominee and the Democratic nominee, and they were already starting to go back and forth. And I thought, God dang, it's going to be crazy. The one thing I can do is kind of steady the ship by saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day and letting people know that no matter who's in the White House or Congress, it's the people like us that make this world happen, make this country happen. And if anybody wants to join me, they can. And it became a creature habit. And now I don't know what I'd do without doing it every day. And a lot of people out there that follow us feel the same way.
Absolutely, my friend. In fact, you and I obviously are both what I like to refer to as red, white, and blue necks.
I love that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and feel free to go ahead and write a song called Red, White, and Blue Necks. I'll let you have that one.
Okay, that's a deal. I just took it.
I'm just saying, it sounds like a Neil McCoy song, all right? I'm just saying.
Yes, sir.
And with that in mind, man, we do our national anthem every day at 8 o'clock here on The Wolf. And I'll tell you what, whenever we go out and we get to meet all these kids and read books to them every month, before I leave, I record them doing the Pledge of Allegiance. So I want you to know that that the kids are doing it and they're learning it as well. And I encourage everybody to check out your daily Pledge of Allegiance on your social media. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Man.
I appreciate it, man. I'm proud of it.
God bless you, man. God bless America. And
yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about something that I think broke a lot of our hearts recently. We lost Charlie Pride. And
boy, did we.
Man.
Yeah.
And I know you and Charlie were close. Talk a little bit about your relationship with Charlie and what he meant to you.
Well, I met him through a contest in Dallas, Texas in 1981, a country music contest. And I went up and entered the thing and ended up winning. It went on about 4 months and I won it. And one of the judges of the finals was Janie Fricke.
Oh.
And she was being booked and managed by Charlie Pride's booking management agency out of Dallas. And she heard me that night and after the contest came up and said, you know what, Charlie has helped some folks get started in country music. I don't know if he's still wanting to do it, but if he is, I'd love to introduce you to him and see where it goes from there. And my wife and I drove up about 3 weeks later back to Dallas from Longview, where we live about 2 hours from there, and met him and his wife, Rosine, and became fast friends, so fast and such friends that my wife told Rosine, his wife, one day, she said, you know, if I didn't have parents and I could choose some, I would choose you and Charlie to be our parents.
Aww.
And we became friends and knew each other for 40 years before Charlie passed. And, boy, it was a sure shot to our hearts. Doggone it.
Talking to Neil McCoy, who considered Charlie not only a mentor but a friend. And, you know, of course, Charlie Pride will always be referred to as a legend. But what do you think now, after all these years, man, people are calling you a legend?
But now I guess I've gotten old enough to where they do now, and I guess it's quite a, I accept it as a compliment.
You should, man. I mean, shoot, I'm a legend in my own mind. Nobody's calling me a legend, and I lost my mind a long time ago, so there you go. But man, that's got to be an honor for somebody to call you a legend.
It is an honor. I accept it as one, and I don't even know when it started, but but now that it started, just let's go with it.
Absolutely, man. And let's talk about some of the big highlights in your career, man, including back-to-back years that you won the TNN Music City News Entertainer of the Year Award. That was special.
And I ended up winning that thing in the Entertainer of the Year in 1998 and 1999 over the George Straits and Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson and names like that.
Yep.
We And because, and I tell people all the time, it was fan voted.
Yep.
And I tell people all the time, I said, I don't have the number of fan all those guys have, but boy, the ones I have though are very loyal and very rabid and will do whatever they can, however they can help me. And at that time they were taking fan votes on that award show.
Yep.
And we won Entertainment of the Year 2 years in a row. And I guess that's when TNN and Museum News figured, well, you know what? It looks like, because again, it was over George and Allen and people, Garth and people like
Shania,
that.
Shania, yep.
I think they said, you know what? If we keep having this award show, Neil's fans, he's going to win.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to win, so they just did away with it. They just did away with the whole award
show. Oh, man. Talking with the man, Neil McCoy. You know, I'm looking back on your legendary career. Songs like that, man, used to fill up the dance floor in the clubs when I used to club DJ. And, you know, you were in your heyday back then with the starched Wranglers and your button-up shirts and your big old belt buckles and your flowing long mullet, chasing those number one songs, playing the radio and records game. You know, looking back on where you were and where you are now, do you find that nowadays you kind of have a sense of peace?
There is, and I absolutely love where I am in the whole scheme of things. You know, would I like to go on a run and have two or three more number one songs in a row?
Sure.
Sure I would. That would be great, but boy, I'm probably not going to, and I'm okay with it. We get our core audience that people come see us wherever we go, and it's enough to support us, enough for people to book us, and enough to keep my wife happy, so and kids and grandkids. So, shoot, I'm good. I'm
absolutely
perfect where I am.
Absolutely.
And you know, and the thing too is that we not only are still performing, we think that we still, without sounding egotistical, we feel like we still put on one of the best shows out there. Now, we don't have the screens and the lights and the smoke machines, confetti bombs and all that stuff, but when it comes to just entertaining somebody with personality and energy, we still think we're pretty dang good at it.
96.1 and 102 on The Wolf, and my buddy Neil McCoy, no doubt about it. Neil's still with us on the phone. And Neil, that was a big hit for you, man, a big breakthrough song.
It was a huge hit. Our career and our family and all our friends and all the people that had been supporting me for a whole bunch of years, we all needed that song because it was our first hit and our first number one song, and people had been following me for a long time, fans and our family and all the people that and people were still making fun of us, you know, they were still talking to my wife and saying, "Is your husband still trying to be a singer?" Oh. You know, and she would have to say, "Yeah. Yeah, he is." But when that became a hit, a legitimate hit, a number one song, then everybody had to quit making fun of me.
You're legit.
Because we finally had a hit.
There
yeah.
you go, a legit hit. Well, you know what? I mean, I look at your career, and I think you're just the hit maker, man. And the most important thing, again, is that it hits home with your fans, and fans are, like you said, have been supporting you throughout your entire career, no matter where you are in it. And of course, you've had the yep. love and support of your beautiful wife and your family. And it's just, it really is a beautiful thing, man. And I am so happy for you. I am so happy you're still out doing what you do. And we are so excited to see you on the 19th out in Fort Hall.
Well, man, we look forward to being there. And I can't thank you enough for it's always great talking to somebody like you that knows about us. And if you haven't, what you don't know about us, you go and do your homework and find out about artists before you talk to them. As an artist, we really appreciate that. You know, it's fun to talk to somebody that gets excited with us instead of just saying, well, you know, how did you get started in country music? Instead of that standard question, you obviously are way above that, so I greatly appreciate talking to you.
Well, thank you for the compliment, my friend. That is very kind of you, and I just like to have a conversation, you know what I mean, and catch up with old friends and folks that maybe I over the course of my career I haven't had a chance to talk to like you. So this is really a lot of fun for me as well, and hopefully for the Wolfpack listening. You have that connection, man. You sit and you talk to people and you connect with them, and I think that's kind of a lost art these days.
I totally agree with you, and I appreciate you recognizing that, because that we do think that is one of the things that separates us from your everyday show that you're going to see plenty of. We just think if you'll come see us on the 19th, we think that when the show's over, you'll say, "Wow, now that was a show.
Yeah.
And that's all we're trying to get to. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you put on a great show. It's been an amazing career, and I'm so glad you're still doing what you do. All the best to you, Neil. Please travel safe. We'll be looking out every morning for your daily Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll be doing it along with you, my friend. God bless you, and travel safe, okay?
All right, Don. Thank you. Have a great day, buddy.